Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we are here with Lena S. May, author of The Signs We Missed. Lena, how are you doing today?
I'm really fine. I'm excited to be talking to you. And yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. I want to ask you, are you feeling excited about the release of The Signs You Missed coming out on Tuesday?
I am absolutely so excited because this was like literally my childhood dream ever since I could write. I was dreaming about being published, and I've been working on this book for a very, very long time, so it's been my dream like forever. Yes.
Well, that's good to hear that you're finally realizing a dream. You mentioned that it's been a long time. How long ago did you start writing The Signs You Missed?
The characters from the story come from when I was like 13, I guess. And some parts of the stories that are actually still in the manuscript, which is really exciting to me because it's like I wrote it in German and some parts I just translated and they're still in there. And I don't know, I wrote it at 13 and now it's getting published. It's really a thing.
So this is something that you started during your young teenage years
Yeah.
and has evolved into a full proper novel. And you started writing it in German and then you transitioned to writing it in English at some point.
Yes.
Okay. And so what was that process like for you?
Well, at first, I wrote some short stories that didn't really, I mean, they weren't really connected, but it was just like things that came to my head. And by writing these, I got to know the characters really well because I wasn't sticking to some kind of plan. I just did what I felt like. And when I wrote those, my sister and my best friend also, I think, they used to read them when I was like 16, 17, and they really enjoyed them and they started saying, come on, write another one and another one and another one. And it was just really, really motivating to keep going, even though I didn't have that novel plan in my head yet.
And so it's something that you had this dream of being a novelist, but you weren't necessarily thinking about turning these characters into the characters for a book.
Exactly, yeah. And even when I did, the story didn't really. I never got around to actually writing an ending because I was never really satisfied with how the story worked. And the actual ending for the story, I think I wrote it only a few weeks before I actually started submitting it. So I worked quite some time. Yeah.
Sounds like you're working right up to the very end of the process. Would you say that process was painful for you at all, or how did it feel going through the evolution of the story?
I wouldn't necessarily say that the process as such was painful. At least, well, when I wrote the most painful scene to me of this book, I cried for 2 days. But apart from that, I wouldn't say that the process was painful. But I was, as I was writing it, processing like a lot of pain while the story was coming together over the years. So I think I transported some of that to the pages. So the story as it is now is probably to some degree a record, I don't know, of my younger self dealing with emotional pain, but it was more, I don't know, it was more the remedy than actually painful to write it.
Okay, so this was more, the process was more, I guess, therapeutic in a sense,
Yeah,
in allowing you to
definitely. Yeah.
process a lot of things you're going through. Okay, and so you're writing the story up to, you said, just a few days before you started submitting it, and I imagine you submitted it to multiple places. How did you discover Cinnabar Moth Publishing?
I'm actually, until today, not quite convinced because I was on submission for, I don't know, half a year or so, and I was participating in that pitching event on Twitter. I got a like from Christopher, I think, and I immediately went, checked out the account and the website, and wrote my email and everything. But in hindsight, I start to realize that maybe Christopher wasn't even participating. I just thought Christopher was. It's really weird. I'm not sure. But anyway, I wrote an email. Sorry. And I said, hi, thanks for liking my pitch. And a few months later, I thought, maybe Christopher wasn't intending to like my pitch. But anyway, it worked. So yeah, that's how.
Okay, so you found, you are correct that Christopher is the one who manages the Cinema Moth Twitter. And so you went through one of the Twitter pitches and got the like and then contacted us that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And so after you got the like and once you actually started getting in touch with us, what made you decide ultimately to publish with Cinema Moth?
The thing was that I had a few months earlier, I had received another offer and I didn't take it because the vibes were just, I don't know, way off for me. And with Cinema Moth Publishing, it was, I read the website, then I had that email conversation with Christopher and it was all, I don't know, it all aligned. I felt like, yes, this is the home for my books. This is where I want to publish it. And these people really get where I'm going with this. And they really understand, I don't know, the mission of my book. And I felt really confident that it would turn out the way I was hoping it would turn out.
Okay, that makes me happy to hear. You decided to publish with us because you felt like it was a good match.
Yes, definitely.
That's great. And with publishing with us and this entire process, what would you say has been the most surprising thing about publishing with us?
I still am actually really surprised that I had such a high amount of control and I actually got so much of a say in not only the story and the edits, but also the cover and everything. Because when, I mean, I said publishing has been my dream forever. And at some point, I wondered if I got an offer, how far would I be willing to go? Which changes would I be willing to make? And so on. And I thought that I'd take quite a few steps to get an offer and to agree with quite a few things that I'm not actually comfortable with. And with you, there was not a single change that I wouldn't wholeheartedly agree with and not a single thing that was changed that wasn't an improvement to my mind. So, yeah, so I guess to sum it up, it's that I actually had so much I would say, yeah, and how much effort everyone's been putting in. Yeah.
Okay. That makes me happy to hear that you've felt very positively about the process of publishing with us.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been very positive for you overall. That's one of the things that we do value very much is having our authors, you included, feel like you have a say in the direction your book is going because it is ultimately your book. It's your work and the thing that you've been putting a lot of effort and yourself into.
Yeah.
So we like to give that respect and give our authors the opportunity to continue to feel like the book it belongs to you rather than just something that you wrote that was yours and then we took it and made it something else. Because that is something that we have heard happens to people and we never wanted to do that. So I'm glad that you don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Now, with the publishing process overall, you said you've been wanting to publish for a while, so I imagine you know quite a bit about the publishing process. But would you say there is anything that was surprising about publishing as a whole?
What surprised me is that there's actually so, I mean, if you're looking for a place or for an agent or anywhere to submit, it's just such a huge, I don't know, such a huge amount of possibilities that you can submit to. And I wasn't really aware of that. And then I started connecting with people on Twitter and I was really surprised how big the community is and how many how many people are actually involved both in publishing and in submitting, and that, I don't know, no matter where you're at and where you're trying to go, there's always somebody else. If you're just submitting, if you're looking for an agent, if you're looking for a publisher, if you're, I don't know, crying in a corner, it's always there's always somebody else who's just right now doing the very same thing. And I don't know, that's very comforting to me. And another thing that surprised me is that there's at some points a lot of negativity, I think. I don't want to go into the details, but I've seen a lot of fights over values, both from publishers and agents, and I don't know, the authors get involved as well, and I didn't expect to see that much fighting, but overall it's a very supportive community, I think.
Okay, so the more surprising thing rather than the publishing process is more the matter of how many other people there are and how connected it all is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is something that surprised me as well when I first got my exposure, is just how large and how communicative this community is, both for the positive and the negative things. Usually more positive than negative.
Yeah.
But it is a very well-connected community, which I guess makes sense, right? It's a Twitter is a writing, you write things onto Twitter, and writers like to write.
Yeah.
But going back to The Signs We Missed, it is due to be released very, very soon. Do you plan on celebrating the release? And if you do, how do you plan on celebrating?
We're going to have, I don't want to call it a party because my apartment is way too small for a party, but some of my friends are coming over and my sister is coming over, and we're just, I don't know, have some food and be happy that I made it this far.
Okay, yeah, so maybe, you have a little... Oh, go ahead.
My sister and I are planning to maybe... I live basically in the city center, so we are going to all the bookstores that are going to have the book, because we've already visited them and asked them about it. So, when it's out, we'll definitely go there and just say hi.
That'll be awesome. You'll be able to see your book on the stands.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned your sister several times, and I imagine that she's very excited for the book's release. How's the rest of your family feel about the release? Have they been excited as well?
Yeah, most of them have been excited. I mean, my parents have both started sharing it on all their social media. I mean, by all their social media, I mean Facebook. But and they've started getting calls by friends and colleagues, and I don't know, and everyone's asking what's that book you keep posting. But it's not I don't know, their promotion is not really working, because none of their friends is really able to read in English, so they're just going to have to wait for the translation, I guess.
So that's nice that your family's so supportive.
Yeah.
And on top of this excitement from your family and the celebration you're having, how does it feel to know that your book will be listed in the U.S. Library of Congress?
It's before I was told that it would be listed there, I didn't really have that much of a concept of what that actually means. And then I Googled it and I thought, well, that's an official thing. I mean, that's a big thing. Somehow I didn't expect that to happen at all. And it's like, I don't know, I'm thinking of it as a little reality check. When I start to doubt that this is actually happening, I just look it up and think, okay, yeah, it's here, it's official.
So it's kind of a reminder that this is not a dream.
Yeah.
And so with The Signs We Miss is coming out, and you're going to have the celebration and everything afterwards, but what do you hope happens next after it becomes published?
Well, when it comes down to it, I'm actually just very much hoping, or my perspective for the book, my wish for the book is actually that somebody is going to find it who is just in that place where it's going to be good for them to read it. As they're going to feel like, okay, maybe they're struggling with the same things or with the same topics, and it's like, I'm not alone with that, or it's perfectly fine to reach out for help or something. So if one or two people would find it and actually find it helpful or comforting or whatever, then yeah, that's kind of my biggest hope.
So you want to have a positive impact on people who might be going through similar problems.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be wonderful if it happened. And you've mentioned before that you have been thinking about getting published and you've been dreaming about getting published since you were very young. But to follow up on that, do you want writing to be your career if you can make it?
I've been wanting to make it my career for like a very long time, but by now I think that, I mean, it would be great if writing would like pay the bills, but I'd still want to be doing some kind of day job. I mean, it doesn't have to be 5 days a week, 8 hours a day or something, but I think I need some kind of input, some kind of inspiration and getting in touch with people and everything. So it would be like really great if writing paid the bills, and then I could take whatever job I want, no matter how it gets paid or how many hours I actually do. But I want to do some kind of thing.
Okay, so you would like writing to be a career if possible, but even with that, you would choose to spend some of that other time to continue working and being involved with people in a way.
Yeah.
And following up on this idea of it becoming a career, you know, writing, paying the bills, what if The Signs You Missed were to become a bestseller, what would you do?
Well, if it became a bestseller, I'd probably think, wow, a lot of people liked my book, I should write another book. But if it doesn't become a bestseller, I probably think a few people liked my book, I should probably write another book. So it's not really about that for me. It's just, I mean, the chances that somebody who will actually benefit from reading it will find it, of course, are higher if it's a bestseller. But I don't think it has to be for that.
Okay, so even if it becomes a bestseller, it doesn't really change what you'd want to do or anything for you.
No, I just keep writing.
Okay. Now, we imagine it became a bestseller and it gains a lot of popularity and it becomes a movie or a TV series. Now, would that change your perspective a little bit?
Yeah, it would. I mean, a movie or a TV show, that would be amazing. That's kind of the dream of dreams. Yeah.
Do you have a preference, or do you imagine that The Signs We Missed would be a better fit for a movie or for a TV show?
I'd probably be fine with either, but I think it would be great as a TV show, actually, because it has these three points of view, and I think that'd be really, really great to make a show out of it.
And if we imagine that The Signs We Missed became a TV series, do you have any idea of people that you might want to cast into certain roles?
I do, but, well, it's just one person. But I have a friend of mine who's an actor and has always dreamt of being an actor the way I dreamt of being an author. So that would actually be great to have him cast as the main character. I mean, he's actually a little too tall to be Luke, but I think it would work.
Oh, we can always bend the rules a little bit for TV, yeah. Right? Okay. And with you have your friend that you'd want to cast, and with it becoming a TV show, and we imagine this, would you want to what level of creative control would you want to have over the transition of The Signs You Missed from book to TV?
I would actually, I mean, in a dream world, I'd be like, okay, if you cast my friend, then you can have all the creative control you want. That would be like my one condition, and then I'd be fine because I have no idea about making TV shows or anything. And I don't really feel like getting into that, but yeah, I'd make that a condition and then give up the creative control.
Okay, so you just want to support your friend, but everything else you'll just leave to the professionals.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now we imagine that it's gone through this process, right? It's gone bestseller, gone on to be a TV show, and now it's going to be premiered. Would you want to go to premiere? And if you did want to go to premiere, who do you think you would take with you?
Yeah, obviously, I'd definitely want to go. I mean, I probably wouldn't have to take said friend because he'd be there, I guess, if he'd be cast. But I would most definitely take my sister. And actually, I think I would only take my sister and make that like a really special thing just between the two of us. And I don't know, with other people, they can watch it later.
Yeah, I can understand. Your sister's been, from my understanding, she's been supportive and with you kind of through this entire process.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be very nice to be able to spend that time with her.
Yeah.
And with this, following this whole idea of The Signs You Missed becoming really, really big, and with you gaining popularity, have you ever imagined about becoming famous?
I mean, I have, but I don't really have a concept of what it means to be famous as an author. I mean, you can look at the Twitter page of Stephen King or someone and see what they're posting and how many people are engaging and everything, but I don't really... Oh, Neil Gaiman was on The Big Bang Theory. Just thinking of that. That would be great, actually. But other than that, I don't know. No, I don't think it's about being famous, honestly.
Okay, so you don't really care about becoming famous or well-known like Stephen King or Neil Gaiman?
I mean, I would love for my books to be well-known, and that's, I guess, probably kind of tied to me being well-known, but it's not the primary, like, the primary motivator to be well-known as a person.
So would you care if you lost your anonymity like Stephen King, where people started to recognize you and would potentially see you on the street and be like, oh, hey, I know you wrote The Signs We Missed, for example, or would you prefer not to have that level of fame?
I think that's probably quite a fair price to pay. It's hard to say because I can barely imagine it, but yeah, no, I would be fine with that, I guess.
You'd say it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, you have a lot of success, so a lot of people know you.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back a bit and ask you a little bit more about The Signs We Missed and kind of the overall process with it. You mentioned that it was sort of in a sense, a way for you to manage a lot of the thoughts that you went through and the experience that you had over the years. And I want to ask you with that writing process, would you say that's representative of your process in general when it comes to writing, of kind of starting in a smaller sense, a bit more personal, and then growing it from there?
No, actually, I don't think it is. It is, with The Signs We Missed, it's the only time I've actually done that, and those are the only characters that basically live in my head rent-free ever since. But no, it's not. Usually I just have an idea and write it down, and then think, I mean, I would see where it's going as I go along, but it's probably not possible to again spend like 12 years writing a single story. I don't think that's going to happen again. It's just once in a lifetime.
Well, I think that this once in a lifetime event has been very wonderful. The Signs You Missed is a lovely story that we at Cinema Moth enjoy a lot, and we'd like to thank you for writing it.
Yeah, I mean, you're very welcome. I thank you for publishing it and being such a wonderful home for it.
And I'd like to also thank you, Lena, for talking with us today, talking with me today, and being on the Writer's Triangle.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I'd like to thank all of you, our beautiful moths, for listening. Be sure to buy The Signs You Missed. It will be coming out on August 2nd. And Lena, why don't you tell me and everybody where we can find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and Goodreads, and it's all Lena S. May. Just with an at in front of it. It's all the same handle.
Well, that consistency is wonderful and convenient. Now, for all you listening, be sure to visit CinnabarMoth.com to check out the transcripts, where we'll also have the links to Lena's social media. Thank you again, Lena, for being on today. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.